Gracious God, take our minds and think through them. Take our hands and work through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Yes, I am going to keep this short and sweet today after our annual meeting, but I'm also giving you homework, so there's that. Our gospel reading from Mark picks up right where last week's reading left off. Having gathered his first disciples, Jesus traveled to Capernaum and made his way to a synagogue where he began to teach. We are told that he taught with authority and people were astounded. It was at that point that a man described as having an unclean spirit entered and astoundingly proclaimed Jesus as the Holy One of God. Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and forced it out, and the man was made whole. Healing in ancient times, as it is for us today as well, was about so much more than curing physical or even mental ailments. It was, in fact, as we see time and again throughout Scripture, that healing stories are rarely focused on the healing itself, but on the restoration of the person to wholeness and back in to community. Because ailments in the ancient world often led to exclusion or estrangement from society, both civil and religious. And so to be healed meant people were able to escape the isolation and loneliness and be reconnected with those around them. Here's where your homework comes in. Today, tomorrow, next Thursday, the Tuesday evening after next, I don't care when, but I'm asking you to please watch the video of the sermon that Brené Brown gave at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. last Sunday. I've referenced Brené in sermons before. Some of you have read her books. She's a research professor at the University of Houston in Texas, and she's spent the last 16 years studying courage, vulnerability, empathy, and shame. She also happens to be an Episcopalian. And her sermon should be, in my opinion, today, right now, required watching for every American. I feel so importantly about this. If you don't have computer mumbo jumbo and mojo at home, call me. I will show you this video. I'm going to summarize just a few parts of it here, but you really do need to hear the whole thing. She's a Texan, she's a great storyteller, and she's got a great sense of humor. Trust me, 18 minutes will fly by. And I have emailed out a link to everyone this morning, and it's on our Facebook page as of now as well. In her sermon, part of what Brené talks about are the reasons that she goes to church, but she also speaks very profoundly to a country that is divided and lonely. In her research on belonging, she notes that in the last 20 years, we have sorted ourselves by ideology into separate bunkers. And you would think that the upside of this would be that those we've surrounded ourselves with on our side, those that think and believe like we do, would be our best friends, right? Except that in this same time period, loneliness rates have tracked equally with that sorting. Why has this happened? Because behind our barricades of belief, we're not finding any real connection. We just hate the same things and the same people. At a subconscious level, we know that we are missing something, which we experience is loneliness. And loneliness, as a new study has shown, is a health crisis. It is a greater predictor of early death than smoking, obesity, or excessive drinking. Loneliness can kill you. Brené talks about what we are experiencing as a crisis of spiritual connection. People in Jesus' day might have called it being filled with an unclean spirit. The solution to both is being made whole in community. Not the false community of monolithic belief and ideology of who's right and who's wrong and who's on my side, from which we can easily slide into contempt and dehumanization of the other, but in real community, where we gather with all people because we know and we remember that we belong to each other, all of us. As Brené says in her sermon, one of the reasons that she goes to church is to pass the peace with people that she frankly wants to kind of just frog in the arm the other 6 days of the week. Because there is power and belovedness and wholeness when we look someone that we disagree with in the face and we say to them, peace be with you. And then we receive that in return. This is the astounding healing that Jesus taught about in that synagogue, and that we are called to extend in our broken, divided world. You may have noticed that our sign out front changed this week. It does from time to time. It now reads, "Be you, be here, belong." This was the climax of Brené's sermon, where she called forth a vision of how we can embody healing and wholeness when we create communities of love where we can all authentically show up and belong to each other and God. When this happens, all who see it are astounded. I think that St. James can be such a community. I think that in many ways we are this community, where people of different political stripes and socioeconomic statuses come together and love one another. I think what's missing is deeper conversation and deepening our relationship across this divide so that it's no longer coming out from our bunker to meet in no man's land of coffee hour, but perhaps inviting one another into our very homes and deeply into our lives. And this gives me hope. It gives me hope because if we can foster a community such as this, if we can continue to grow deeper like this, then I believe that we will become a beacon of God's love for all to see here on this hill in Mount Airy. And right now, that's what I'm praying for. Amen.